We always should bend the arcs with patience, but not so much. Parents very often make the grossest mistake when they suddenly attack their children, literally breaking them. As a result, they cause something which is described by the Newton's third law. Everybody knows this law. It's not important to explain to you. So I'll tell you that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The harder you hit the wall with your head, the more painful it is for it. As well as here, with our children, we have to be very delicate. That is the point. If we severely, harshly attack them sometimes, we cause the most negative reaction from them. Sure, there is nothing good about it, but they are still children. They succumb to this fashion. So the company, boyish and girlish companies, we have to warn them, not against tattoos, but about the moments which might happen in these companies. For this, it is important to try to be a friend to your children, not a dog, not a harsh, severe dog, but we have to be friends for our children, so that a child could speak overtly about many things to us. Think yourself. So we have to discuss things with them. So growing up, children is connected to love, to friendship, to good doing. But friendship, until a parent is responsible for a child, we sometimes have to take measures. This juvenile law is a heinous thing. It comes from the devil when they say that a child has to be absolutely free. He can do anything he wants to do. He's not a member of the family, but it's not clear who he is. Yeah, sure, that in a family there must be an order, there must be a discipline, but I'm talking about the ways to achieve it, how possible it is. We have to achieve all this with friendship. With friendship, but sometimes, sure, we must take measures, hard measures. That is the point. Thank you.